The big 50,000 terabyte voice of the big business of talking.
Well, go on. Talk.
TalkZone.com. Now let's return to Pageant Talk Radio on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's your host, Valerie Hayes.
Well, welcome back to the show, everyone. Before I start with today's coaching questions, I'd like to remind you that I will be in San Diego, California on September 12th, 13th, and 14th for the Pageant Beauty Competition and Expo produced by Rhinestone Productions. It's going to be an exciting program complete with a celebrity red carpet event in which I'll be appearing. And to learn more about the expo, just visit Rhinestone Productions website at rhinestoneproductions.com and click on the PBCE tab. And now it's time to take a few moments to answer your questions about how you can be pageant fab for your next pageant. If you'd like to ask a question, our phone number for U.S. callers is 888-463-6748. That's 888. Go for it. Now let's answer some listener questions. And I'd like to start with a question from Annalise. Annalise writes, I compete in my state's outstanding teen program, and I want to know if you think it's best to compete in as many local prelims as possible, or if I should just pick out one or two. Well, Annalise, I think that's a great question for America's outstanding teen programs, because as you know, the season typically starts in August or September in your state and probably goes until as late as February or March. I think if you're a beginning contestant in this particular system, or if you're very young in your age group, I would recommend that you start early and do as many local prelims as possible based on your schedule and personal budget. I think getting experience as a new contestant, either new to your division, young in your division, or new to the pageant, is a great idea, because typically what we see in the Outstanding Teen and America programs is that the more experienced girls win early in the season, August, September, October, and the newer girls with somewhat less experience win in the back half of the season. So if you're really wanting to have a great, meaningful season and get a lot of experience that's really going to pay off for you in the long run, I suggest you do as many as possible. If you're a more experienced contestant, perhaps you attended the state pageant last year or even placed at the state pageant, you're probably not in a situation where you're looking to create a lot of experience, or what I call stage time. You know, you're actually on the stage working your skills. You're probably going to want to be a little more selective and look for a prelim that has a great director, that director has a record of placing or winning at the state pageant. If maybe your talent competition is in an area of a weakness and there's a director who's really good at helping people prepare their talent presentation, or if they have a sponsor who's really good at talent presentation, look for that. So when you're a little more experienced and you've got those first few years under your belt, you can be a little more choosy. But if you're new or young in your age division, Annalise, I really recommend that you get as many of those local prelims done as possible. Thanks so much for your question, Annalise. Good luck at your pageant. I know you're going to do great. Next, we're going to go to the phones, and we have a call from Danielle, and Danielle has a question about creating an impression with the judges. Welcome to Pageant Talk Radio, Danielle.
Hi, thank you. I just wanted to say I'm so happy to get to ask you this question. I tried last week, and I just missed it.
Well, I'm so glad you called in again, Danielle. That's the benefits to summer, right? You're not in school.
I know, yeah. I was like, oh, no, I missed it. I can't call her in.
What's your question, Danielle?
Well, I was wondering, you say it's important to create the winning image in the first 30 seconds of meeting the judges. And I was wondering, how can I do that for my pageant interview?
Right, that's true. I cover that in my e-zine, which is my email newsletter, and I also talk about that in my free special report, which is on the website. If you don't already have it, Danielle, just go to pageantinterviewcoach.com. The sign-up box is in the upper right-hand corner. You just enter your email address and your name. We don't share your email address with anybody, and then you automatically download the report. And yes, it's really important to create that winning image or winning impression within the first 30 seconds. And the way that you do that, Danielle, is by doing your prep ahead of time. You need to make sure you have a great interview suit that's in a beautiful color that's going to flatter your personal coloring. It fits you well, neither too big nor too loose. Make sure it's tailored nicely through the waistline area. so that it shows off that cute little figure you've been working on. And also make sure that your skirt is neither not too tight or too short. And then make sure that you practice your hair and makeup, Danielle. This is the biggest mistake that contestants make. They try on their interview suit. They try on their shoes. Maybe they don't put it on with the jewelry. Maybe they do. But oftentimes, they don't practice their hair and makeup. If you have a particular look that you're wanting to convey, you need to go ahead and practice it. You need to have a polished image. I think if you have a great suit, you practice your hair and makeup, and you enter the room with a big smile like you're already feeling relaxed, even if you're not, Danielle, even if you're a little nervous, go ahead and have that great big smile. That's the best way to establish a winning impression within the first 30 seconds. Does that help?
That helped me so much. Thank you.
Great. And thanks for calling in this week. We really appreciate it. Have a great week, and keep us posted on your pageant success.
Thank you.
Thanks. Our next question is an email question, and it comes to us from Erica. Erica says, Erica's from Washington, D.C., and Erica says, I need to improve on my onstage modeling skills. Can you give me any tips? Well, the most important thing about modeling on stage is really confidence, Erica. I think it's very common for people to be nervous when they're on stage. The lights are, you know, the stage is dark, the lights are on you, and you have all those people staring at you, and some of those people are writing down a score. I think it's very normal to be nervous. The best thing that you can do, even beyond your actual technical posing or modeling skills, is to project that confidence. Sometimes we'll see a girl with great technical modeling skills who's posing correctly and walking correctly, but she just doesn't project confidence in her face. We see that she's nervous. She's not making eye contact with the judges or the audience. She just doesn't look like she's really having a good time. At your pageant, you have to look like you're having a good time, Erica. So the first thing for you to do is really project a level of confidence. And I think that you can develop that by practicing at home in front of friends. If you have a pageant coach in your area, that's great. If you aren't aware of a pageant coach, call your state, your Washington, D.C., USA office or America office and see if they have a walking coach that they can recommend. If they don't have someone near you, go ahead and contact a modeling school and go in for a few modeling sessions. They'll put you up on a little runway and make you run through all the drills. So I think it's really important to get comfortable with your technical skills, Erica, but I think most important is to develop that confidence so that you really have that winner's look on stage. Good luck, Erica, at your pageant. We know you're going to do just great. Our next question is a phone question, and it comes from Elizabeth. Elizabeth has a question about message boards. Elizabeth, what's your question?
Well, hi, Valerie. My daughter recently competed in a pageant, and she didn't win, but afterwards there were lots of negative comments on a couple of pageant message boards about the pageant and the winners, and I was just wondering what kind of people or who it is that's posting these messages. We're pretty new to pageants, and I just wanted to know if everyone is like this.
You know what? This is a question that I get a lot from my elite contestants, my private coaching contestants. The message board's original purpose is to be there to provide helpful information or to comment about a pageant or share information about what's going on at the pageant. I do think that oftentimes right before or right after the pageant, there is a high volume of negative posts. And typically, if you look at the IP addresses of the posters, or if you look at the people who are posting from one board to another, you're going to see statistically that it's about 10% of the pageant population. Now, the problem with it is because they're so loud and they're so vehement and they're so strong in their opinions and making really, in many cases, Elizabeth, very negative comments, you get the impression that everybody's like this. And what you need to realize is that sometimes they're answering their own posts. So they post a line that's negative, and then they answer back like they're someone else and agree with their own negative post. And then they have their friend come in and agree with that and go on. So sometimes it's a cooperative event between contestants, contestant parents, contestant friends. It's totally normal for people to be disappointed and upset when their placement isn't what they expect, Elizabeth. We all understand that. We all know that competing in pageants is very difficult. It takes a lot of emotional courage to compete in a pageant, and we understand that people are upset. When you're upset with your pageant experience or your pageant performance. Elite contestants will take a week or two and just really calm down and get their perspective back in order. We really never see elite contestants posting on message boards. That just isn't done. Sometimes these people are just upset. We understand that. We wish them well. We hope they get over it. But we really don't believe that posting on these message boards is helpful to contestants or helpful to the pageant industry. It does give people like yourself who are new, and it also gives people in the entertainment industry who do watch the message boards, ladies, the impression that we're all like this. The problem with these posts is it really is done by 10% or less of the pageant contestant population. But because they're so loud and they're so vehement, it seems like everyone, you're like, oh my God, everyone is like this. But Elizabeth, it's really not. I can tell you that for almost every pageant I've been to this summer, there have been people who have complained immediately after the pageant, even sometimes as the pageant is going on and their daughter's name has not been called. And typically it's 10% or less. So as long as it's about 10% or less, your pageant is probably still a great pageant. We understand that these people are disappointed and hurt, but we don't feel that this is the right venue for it. It hurts people's feelings. It's vicious. It's vindictive. It doesn't promote pageantry. And unfortunately, it reflects very negatively on themselves. And I can tell you that most elite contestants will not associate themselves with people who are known to post negatively on the message boards. So I hope that answers your question, Elizabeth. I'm sure that your pageant was an excellent pageant and that unfortunately these comments are just made by people who, quite frankly, aren't able to handle disappointment. Does that help?
That does. That was kind of my feeling, too, but I just wanted to kind of feel it out and see if that was everybody else's opinion as well.
You know, it really is, and I can tell you that as a coach who's coaching nationally and internationally and seeing people react all over the world about their pageant competitions, that it really is a very small minority of the pageant community that reacts this way. 90% of the people competing in pageantry are doing it for personal development, for the right reasons. They want to improve their skills, and they support and encourage improvement in other people, and the sour grapes are really few and far between, Elizabeth.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're so welcome, and good luck at your daughter's next pageant. Well, I like to close each show by sharing an inspirational moment, and I have to share with you that I'm having the best time since last Thursday or Friday, I can't remember which day, when the Olympics opened. I am a huge Olympics fan, and I watch like a dedicated fan every year, and this year's Olympics has been an amazing opportunity for you to get inspiration to help you in your next pageant competition. I've seen some amazing performances already on the Olympics from the U.S. men's medley who came from behind. I think they were like half a second behind, halfway down the last leg of their run to beat the French. It was an amazing, amazing performance. We were all wondering how they were going to pull it off. To yesterday's amazing triumph of both the Chinese men team in gymnastics posting some amazing scores, as well as the men's U.S. team eking it out with substitute gymnasts who were pulled in at the last minute and actually getting a bronze medal, which no one anticipated they would get. And one of my personal favorites was the South Korean swimmer who had been in the 2004 Olympics, and had fortunately he was swimming in one race in that Olympics, and unfortunately he got into the pool too soon. He jumped in before the gun, and so he was disqualified. So his Olympics that year lasted a total of, 5 seconds. And this year he swam in the exact same race and took home the gold. So I think watching the Olympics, whether you're a sports fan or not, there's great personal stories that can really inspire you. Look around for competitions in your area. Attend other pageants. Attend sporting events. Attend things that are competitive where you're going to see someone really rising to the top and demonstrating great skill and great sportsmanship. And those activities are also going to inspire you to do the very best at your next pageant. Well, that's it for this week's show. I hope you learned something during today's show that will help you have your best pageant year ever. I want to remind you that we'll be back next week with pageant fitness guru Rocco Castellano to talk about how you can get in perfect shape for the fitness or swim fitness or swimsuit competition at your next pageant. And remember to keep track of what's going on in the pageant world. You can check out my blog at www.thepageantcoach.blogspot.com. You can visit my MySpace profile at www.myspace.com/pageantinterviewcoach or sign up for my free newsletter at pageantinterviewcoach.com. Thanks so much for listening, everyone. I've had a great time spending this moment with you, and make this week a pageant fab week.
You've been listening to Pageant Talk Radio with Valerie Hayes, the pageant coach. Visit her website at pageantinterviewcoach.com and join us for more Pageant Talk Radio next time right here on TalkZone.com.
Do you have a headshot that isn't quite pageant perfect? Are you dissatisfied with the touch-up job done by your photographer? At pageantretouching.com, they take the time to make your photo as beautiful as you are. Attention to detail, quality results, and customer service are the most important factors of their business. Get the polished look you're looking for without losing that natural, realistic quality. Just visit their website at pageantretouching.com and check out their before and after photos. That's pageantretouching.com.
Do you have the number one tool used by elite title holders to create a winning pageant interview? Do you want to ace any question during your pageant interview? You need to get your copy of Valerie's 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions today. The biggest mistake contestants make when practicing is using a limited list of practice questions. If you're practicing on your own or with the same practice partner, you're going to be practicing the same questions over and over. It's just hard to think of a wide variety of practice questions on your own. Valerie's 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions eliminates that problem and helps you prepare to answer any pageant interview question. Plus, the questions are specific to your competition division. 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions is a downloadable ebook. Just download it to your computer and start developing your interview skills today. Visit Valerie's website, www.pageantinterviewcoach.com, and click on products. With Valerie's Perfect Practice Pageant Questions, you're on your way to a winning pageant interview.